Today's podcast, we are looking at helping the blind today. In my course of my work in with the charity AbilityNet, I do come across quite a number of people with blindness, ranging from those who need support in helping them to access the computer through reusing assistive technology and knowledge of certain keys that need to be pressed in order to access a accessible tool, to actually helping blind people who need to access their mobile phones and struggle with the, or may find it difficult to do certain operations. So let's look at the first one, which is just giving knowledge to people about their particular access tool, whether it be a screen reader or a complete operating system like Guide Connect. There is a need to pass on that information in a way that the user can take on board and make it more, practice and understanding. So going through it more than once is key. And to learn a new skill, particularly for people who are struggling with other issues such as memory, then the need to perform this task multiple times is key. I think somebody said it takes about 50 times to actually embed it into your long-term memory. So that is a key element of teaching. Also, to get the user to actually repeat the operation several times in your presence, go over it, give time to that. It's not about the quantity of stuff you do, but the quality of it. And therefore, it's important that the user doesn't see you do it, but you enable them to do it. So that's a key factor in what we do. The second type of help is that of guiding. I've been helping a user to be able to access apps, download them, and even with the assistive tech switched on, which is VoiceOver, it's often quite difficult, certainly on an iPhone, for some apps don't actually perform all the operations from that scrolling down and up access method. For instance, we downloaded a radio app and discovered that the play button is not accessible. I don't know why this is, because everything else on the screen works. And so we had to have a strategy, and the strategy was switch VoiceOver off and press the middle of the screen, which has a bump on it. He has a tactile screen overlay to help him, as he's totally blind. And then, setting up operations can be difficult. Say, for instance, setting up a bank app. This is a tricky one because of the obvious problem of safety, e-safety and such. So there is a need to describe what needs to be done and allow the user to input the information. This can be quite complicated. So I would say that this needs to be done with some caution and some respect for the individual's needs and how they want this to work. The user made me laugh because he said, well, you don't have to worry, there's no money in there anyway. Anyway, so those are the kinds of things that we need to bear in mind when we're helping blind people access the internet. Thank you for listening to this podcast today, and have a great day, and speak to you again next week.